The head of one of the companies that failed to get one of Ohio's large marijuana growing licenses says the state hired a convicted drug dealer to play a key role in the program. Jimmy Gould is one of the backers of the failed 2015 ballot issue to legalize medical marijuana. Gould says one of the consultants the state hired to score applicants for growing licenses has a conviction for possessing and intending to traffic drugs.
It's not okay to have agreed to pay a convicted drug dealer $150,000 for this.
Gould is calling for an investigation into the way vendors and licensees are chosen. In a written statement, the Ohio Department of Commerce, which oversees the program, says all consulting companies met the standards provided within their contracts and adds anyone who didn't receive a license has the right to appeal the decision. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.